Hey teachers, if you're tired of not knowing how to create your lessons that reach EL newcomers in your classroom in a way that your content is actually accessible to them, and you no longer want to be limited by the constant push to move your ELs forward without concrete understanding behind why simple accommodations in your already existing lessons make all the difference for the newcomers, I have something exciting to share with you. I have compiled every masterclass I have ever recorded on how to teach and reach English learners in a regular education classroom. I am talking strategies, how-tos, and ready-made resources, and have created a digital masterclass library called Light the Way to EL Teaching Success, where you can get instant access to 10 practical and actionable videos, 8 done-for-you lessons, and 1 professional development certificate for 3 hours of your time. If you are looking for practical PD that you can do on your own time and gain all the knowledge you need about teaching English learners from the comfort of your home, Light the Way to EL Teaching Success Digital Masterclass Library is for you. To learn more and to join, click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to see you inside. You're listening to episode 110 of the ESL Teaching Podcast. In education, hard skills such as the academic knowledge of the subject and the know-how of teaching in general, the strategies, the methodology, the assessment, are the focal point. But today, I wanted to talk about the soft skills that are much more difficult to define and quantify because they're less concrete, but have been proven time and time again just as important as the know-how. These skills involve interpersonal and intrapersonal communication, being flexible, cultural awareness, and others, and they help us forge meaningful relationships as well as allow us to live a more fulfilling life. And in particular, I wanted to touch upon 2 aspects of those soft skills, communication and cultural awareness, and why they are extremely important when you're working with English learners. Are you ready? Let's get to the episode. Hello, and welcome to the ESL Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Yeva Grosslis, otherwise known as Simply Yeva, and I am so thankful that you tuned in. I'm looking forward to sharing both my knowledge and experience on this podcast, as well as that of my fellow teachers. Hello, hello, everyone. As mentioned in the introduction, much of education focuses on performance and achievement. We are constantly reaching for a standard, utilizing teaching strategies new and old, embracing and rejecting teaching methodologies, and measuring annual progress through complicated systems and spreadsheets. The hard skills are easier to see, it's true. Yet there is another side to education, and that is no less, if not even more important. These are soft skills, which are harder to measure and see. Yet they account for the success in achievement and life in general. Soft skills are important for teachers because they allow us to communicate with students, parents, and colleagues effectively. They help us build relationships and trust with the school and the community. And without mastering those skills, our attempts at teaching are much, much more difficult. Before I dive into what I think are extremely important soft skills to master when you have English learners in your classroom, I wanted to share a list of some of the others so that we can think about where we are on the spectrum. Do we lack them? Are we somewhere in the middle? Or do we believe that we have mastered them? So I'll share 4 for starters, and then we will go right into the nitty-gritty. So the first one is leadership. When we talk about leadership, it doesn't necessarily have to be the job in leadership, such as a system principal, principal, or a superintendent. We talk rather about a quality that teachers must possess. When you think about it, we need to be able to control the classroom. We need to be able to communicate with our parents to inform them about what is going on in the classrooms, about our curriculum, as well as we have to lead other teachers. For example, at some point in our careers, we have been or will be a mentor to a new teacher, or maybe we'll have to participate in a committee that makes decisions about the district policies, or maybe you will even become a department chair. All of these require leadership. The second skill that I wanted to point out is collaboration. As teachers, we need to work with our colleagues to develop curriculum, share resources, and sometimes teach as a team. Some teachers do coaching, others lead big clubs. All of these require you to be able to work in a team effectively. And this also includes collaboration between regular educators and EL specialists. So needless to say that we have to be able to work both individually as leaders of our classroom, but also to collaborate with our colleagues. The third one is compassion. Few people outside of education comprehend how emotionally charged each day is. Sure, it is easier to understand the numbers and growth or decline in a chart. But have you ever had to teach a classroom of six-year-olds after a particularly active recess? Helped your students sort through friendship questions or consoled teenagers who are stressed out about everything from how they look to what college they're going to get into? If we ourselves are not equipped with the skills to handle emotional turmoil and problems, we will not be able to listen, empathize, and guide our students to build the same skill. And without this, no amount of academic content will stick as well as it would in a situation where both the students and teachers feel calm and regulated. Number four is adaptability, and that is a big one. As we know, the educational system is constantly changing. Sometimes it seems that it's doing it too much, and other times we're wondering, why are we still doing certain things? But just think about how much technology has changed education in just a few short years. True, not all changes work, but being flexible is what allows us to embrace the change with grace, is what allows us to move forward and help our students be better and better. And also, it allows us to grow, because to be an educator is to embrace growth. Other soft skills include problem solving, being proactive, professionalism, organization, to name just a few. But as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to focus on two, in my opinion, most important soft skills for when you are working with English learners in your classroom. And these are communication and cultural awareness. Let's take a closer look at them. Now, think for a minute. If you are informed that you are getting a new English learner student who likely doesn't speak much English in your classroom, what is the first thought that pops into your head? Maybe you have a question. How will I communicate with EL newcomers? Or maybe you freeze up and begin to act awkward. Or maybe you shut down and think, why bother? They don't understand anything in my classroom anyway. Or maybe you open up to a new challenge, smile, and welcome the students with whatever tools you have at your disposal. Positive body language, showing visuals, translation tools, help from other students. The way you communicate with your ELL students, especially those that are new to learning English and your classroom, can make or break your connection with them and their ability to access your content. When you think about it, the teacher has the knowledge of the subject and the methodology for teaching it, but it is important to make that content meaningful and accessible to students. And that is all those soft skills, especially communication. And before the students are able to even focus on the content, teachers need to establish ways they're going to communicate. These can be very simple, nothing new, but they are very, very effective. So let's think about this new student, okay? It could be as simple as learning the student's name. It might take 10 times you asking them. It might take 10 times them repeating it. And it might take both of you feeling awkward. But it is an important first step, which shows that you are welcoming the student in your classroom and also building this safety and for him or her to be there. Also, noticing the student when they enter the classroom, you can utilize Google Translate or other translation tool to ask them simple questions about what they did, what they like, what they don't like. This builds rapport. I know it is not a revolutionary idea, but many times, especially in upper grades, it is easy for the newcomer to get lost amidst all the day-to-day content delivery, all the fast-paced instructions, announcements, and so on. Now, the second skill is cultural awareness. It is widely spoken about, but do we actually know what it means, and do we treat it as an important part of our classrooms? Cultural awareness means being sensitive and aware of the similarities and differences between cultures that are represented in your classroom and that you are aware of when you're communicating. According to the National Center for Cultural Competence, cultural awareness is being cognizant, observant, and conscious of similarities and differences among and between cultural groups. So it is the ability to recognize the different beliefs, values, customs that someone has based on where they come from, and also allows to build more successful relationships, both professionally and personally. Now, both students and teachers alike communicate with people from varied cultural, demographic, and socioeconomic backgrounds daily. Having the awareness of where others come from, what their values and beliefs are, and being open and curious to learning about them when we don't have enough information is key to making our classrooms successful and safe for learning. And it also really helps communication. As you can already see, communication and cultural awareness are not mutually exclusive. Now, through your interactions with EL students, you will learn more and more about what is important to them and how it plays out differently and similarly in the classroom. But it also requires you learning about other cultures. Our mindset must shift to see the soft skills of communication and cultural awareness as an asset in our classroom and not something that might impede the delivery of content and achieving the perfect test scores. If you're not there yet, it's perfectly okay. We all have to start somewhere. And the first step is to see that learning about how to communicate with your newcomers and being aware of their cultures is a true gift and worth investing your time in learning it. And by listening to this episode, you have already taken that step. So I invite you to share, what, in your opinion, is the most important soft skill when teaching English learners? How does your school incorporate communication and cultural awareness in their day-to-day activities? Send me on a message on Instagram and let's chat. Thank you for listening, and until next time. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to do two things. First, make sure to subscribe to the ESL Teaching Podcast so you don't miss an episode. And second, leave a positive review wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. Positive reviews will improve the chances of this podcast to be discovered in the feed and help our fellow ESL ELL teachers. And of course, there's a third thing. If you aren't following me on social media yet, come join me on Instagram at Simply Yeva ESL, Facebook Simply Yeva, or connect with me on my website, simplyyeva.com. Thanks again, and until next time.